Off the Ball Rugby.
You'll be getting the Leinster jersey though, presumably, Raj, for the final.
Steady on now, Shane. Come on.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
All right, I'm delighted to be joined by the PwC GPA Player of the Month for Camogie in April, Karen Kennedy of Tipperary. Karen, how are things?
Not too bad, Tommy. How are you?
We're talking here halfway through May, and we will be chatting about a phenomenal April for Tipperary Camogie, and you had a brilliant year as well in 2023. We are talking, though, off the back of, and it just kind of shows the nature of the season, off the back of a difficult defeat in the Munster Championship. Waterford Beachy in the semi-final there. We might come back to playing them in a couple of weeks in the All-Ireland series, but how has that been to deal with before we get to the positives from April? Like, what happened in the Waterford game?
I suppose it's probably hard to pinpoint. We've obviously had a lot of tough battles with Waterford the last few years, and they've probably come out on top the last few times, so we weren't expecting anything less. In the Munster semi, I suppose they bring up a lot of aggression to the game, which I suppose we probably struggle to handle at times. So it's something we need to look at going into the All-Ireland Championship. I suppose we have been fairly evenly matched the last few years. There's not much between us. So I suppose we're going to expect nothing less on Saturday week. But I'm sure it'll be a great game, and hopefully we can improve on the Munster semi defeat.
Absolutely. It's such a tight season. And you're going from highs to lows. And it's such a quick turnaround. Like, Waterford are playing a Munster final, and then they're facing you in the All-Ireland series again. Like, I know everyone talks about learning from the games and picking up, but before you do that, does it sting a lot, a defeat like that?
Yeah, I suppose it does, but I suppose you kind of have to turn it into a way that you use that going forward. I suppose you could dwell on it for too long, but it's not really going to do much for anyone. I suppose you need to just get back to training and get back working on things that didn't go so well. So yeah, we could probably sit on the Munster semi and probably give out about things that went wrong and probably be unhappy with the way certain things went, but it's not really going to change anything for 3 weeks' time. So our main focus has just been probably getting back together and working on them bits that we're not happy with. So it is tough to take, I suppose, after the match, and probably the next day you're not in great form and that, but once you're probably raring to go back on Tuesday night to tear into each other to sort a few things out. But look, they are tough defeats to take, but hopefully we can use them going forward.
Yeah, best of luck in that, because quick turnaround, as we said, so that's probably a good thing. You can immediately focus on revenge, for want of a better word, or getting back on the board. But like, can we just talk about some of the positives? Because I was looking a little bit back earlier this year for a piece that I'm working on. 25 years ago this year, Tipperary Camogie team won their first All-Ireland title. And it was their first in 8 attempts in 1999. But it sparked a phenomenal run where they won 5 of the next 6 All-Ireland titles. They appeared in 8 finals in a row. And then there was a bit of a, we'll say, quiet period up until the last 18 months or so where the progression has happened. But that Tip team back in 99, what, like, is that a team that you would have been reared on, that you would have grown up watching? The stories of that, is that something that would be in your minds when you're playing?
Yeah, I suppose it's probably not something I remember too well. I was probably too young to remember them days. But I suppose when you look back now, you take huge inspiration from what they did achieve. And they obviously had a top-class team. And the way they went about it was unbelievable. As you said, the first title coming in 99. And to go on that run after that, it just shows huge character within a team. So we obviously do take huge inspiration from that team back then, but I think we've left it a bit long to be getting back up to competing at that level. So look, our main focus has just been getting back to the level and hopefully competing in the top games. So obviously the league was where our starting point was for that, and we were delighted to be able to get over the line there. But I suppose at the end of the day, when you look back on a Camogie season, there's only one title you're looking at, and that's the All-Ireland Championship. So we'll definitely be focusing on that now.
Yeah, for sure. Just the league final, because like, you score a brilliant goal. It's a brilliant game. There was a little bit like the emotion involved, I suppose. Like, it was a big deal for Tipperary to win a national title. I know you'd secured Munster the year beforehand, but it feels like your team are on stepping stones here, that you're doing the right things in terms of building towards. And I know we all talk about that one goal. And I know we should be just talking about that one goal, but there are other things along the way. There are markers along the way that can say, all right, we're on the right path here as a team. How important was it winning the league final?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose at the start of the year, we put down, oh, we want to win in All-Ireland, but there are certain steps you need to take to get there. It's not just going to happen overnight. So, as you said, we had our Munster victory last year, which was a big stepping stone for this team, I suppose, and it gave us huge belief. And again, the league final this year, to get to a national final, to compete against Galway in such a tight game and to come out on top, I suppose it's going to give us huge confidence going into the All-Ireland Championship. So, look, yeah, All-Ireland Championship is the main focus, but as you said, you're going to have to build towards that. And I think last year and this year, we definitely have been doing that.
Yeah. How would you have summed up 2023? I know on a personal level, you're captain and tipped to a Munster title and you're crowned Munster Player of the Year in Camogie as well. But how, when you reassessed your 2023 overall, where were you as a team?
I suppose we would have been happy with certain areas. We obviously played well through certain stages of the championship. We got to an All-Ireland semi and we would be very disappointed with how we performed that day. But it's probably one of the toughest defeats to take in my career anyway. Took me a long time to get over that one. But when you look back at it, and I think you need to look back on the year as a whole, and to get to an All-Ireland semi, to be so close, you obviously have done a lot of things right. So it's only small things you need to tweak. It's not going back to the drawing board and reassessing everything. Like, we are doing some great things. It's just about the small little tweaks that we need to do just to get to that step further. So, look, it was definitely a year that we progressed. We'd be happy with certain aspects of it and the way we did progress, but obviously small things we need to tweak to get that bit further.
Yeah, again, it was Waterford. It's, yeah. You know, like when you say it took you a long time to get over it, I don't want to inspire any PTSD here, but like, what does that look like? Because we hear sports people say that at times, that you can't dwell on it. But what is that in reality to you?
I suppose the hard thing of getting knocked out of, say, a championship is you have to wait a whole year before you get back out with that team again. So it's not a case of, say, we lost the Munster Championship, the Munster semi recently, but we have a 3-week turnaround. So you have to get over it fairly quick. Whereas we were sitting on that for the winter last year. And I suppose when it's the last match you've played in a tip jersey, that's what you're thinking about for the winter. So, yeah, I think it probably has given us drive coming into this year, though. When we got back together, you're probably still thinking of getting rid of that. You just want to get rid of that match out of your system. So the first match back is probably great for us. Look, it is hard. Probably the most disappointing is just the performance we gave. I think sometimes it's easy to accept a defeat if you play to your potential, but not getting the performance we want out was probably the toughest thing. And yeah, it's hard to accept it then when you don't get the best out of yourselves.
Yeah. Like, you had a great start that day. Am I right? If I'm remembering that correctly, like, you powered into that game from the off and Waterford kind of clawed their way back into it. And you stayed in, like, you were obviously in touch in the mix, but you just didn't feel like you performed to what you could.
Yeah, I suppose we started well, but our performance after, say, I think it was probably about 15 minutes was not to the standard we would have wanted it to be or would find acceptable in our setup. So, yeah, I suppose it was disappointing in that way. We always know Waterford are top-class team. They're going to have stages of the game where they're on top, but we need to find a way to respond to that. So I think we didn't have that response last year, and it's something we really need to work on going into this year.
Yeah, well, look, it's never any harm having that little bit of hunger over a winter brewing and stewing. Yeah. And you can tell that your Tipperary side have been taking steps in the right direction and you are progressing as a team, which is great to see. 25 years ago, the job was done and it had taken a while to get there. But once that door was pushed open, you saw what that team could go on and achieve after that. So listen, want to wish you the best of luck in the Grudge rematch with Waterford. And also congrats on the form in the league and getting a national title, which is a big deal for Tipperary. And fair play to yourself for the form on getting Player of the Month as well.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks a million. All right.
Hope that was all right.
It was grand. Hopefully.
Did I focus too much on Waterford, did I?
No. It's all right. That's all I'm focusing on now.
That's good. We should really have like fight hype posters for this Waterford Tipperary grudge game. Like, it's a proper rivalry. Like,
no, yeah, it is. Been building now the last few years, but sure, look, it's good.
Absolutely. Fair play. Best of luck in it. Yeah. Hopefully, chat
again.
Thanks,
Million.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Off the Ball Daily.